Hey, welcome to a Stonewall's Perspective podcast. In this podcast, Alex gives his perspective on what is going on in the world. It is his mission to bring the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. We hope you enjoy.
Well, hey everyone, I hope you guys are doing well today and this week or whenever you are listening to this. As you guys can tell, I have obviously not been uploading like I normally do, and that's okay. College is a lot of work, and so I was hoping to be able to upload every day, but I am not able to upload every day in the normal podcast format that I do. And so what I decided to do just about 5 minutes ago is I'm going to start doing some conversations inside of my car while I'm on my way to college. I'm going to talk for about 5 or 6 minutes about a certain topic or something that's just on my mind, and just really discuss about it. Maybe I'll call it something like ranting and writing or something like that, but I'm not sure. Well, what I was thinking about just recently is God has just been laying this on my heart about love. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is the love chapter of the Bible. And as I look at the love chapter of the Bible and I look at the way that Christians are today, I don't see love at all. The Bible is very clear that the love of Christ is what leads to repentance, not, you know, judgment, not the hate, not the threat of hell, but it's the love. And how are we loving as Christians? Love is patient. Love is kind. Love keeps no record of wrong. Are we doing that for unbelievers? It seems as if so many of the time we call out unbelievers on their specific sins, on what they are dealing with, what they're struggling with, when in reality, we're all sinners. We're all sinners in need of saving. And the problem is the church is cut straight to the heart of the issue, cut straight deep to something that someone may be dealing with at that time. And it turns them away from the gospel. We say, oh, you're gay, so you're going to hell. You're transgender, so you're going to hell. No, we're sinners and we're going to hell. That's the reality of Christianity, is that we are sinners and we're going to hell. It doesn't matter what sin. So why do we point to the specific sins? Why not, you know, go through the Ten Commandments instead? A man who does this very, very well, he goes out and does street evangelism. His name is Ray Comfort. He goes out, gives the law, the Ten Commandments especially, says, hey, have you lied? Yes, you've lied. Have you, you know, committed adultery? Okay, you've committed adultery. Have you stolen before? Have you done this, that, or the other? Have you taken the Lord's name in vain? He goes through the Ten Commandments. He asks them in a court of law, if you've broken something, broken a law, would the judge just let you go just because you're a good person? No, he would judge you for that. And it's the same way in the throne room of God. He judges us for our sin. But we have hope, we have mercy through Christ Jesus. He's our advocate. He is our redemption. He has redeemed us of our sin. He has taken away the penalty of our sin through the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. That's what's taken away our sin. So man, we need to focus on God, focus on who He is, what He's done for us. Don't focus on you know, this sin or that sin or the other sin. Focus on the fact that we are sinners and that we need saving. I see so many people, especially on Pride Month and on YouTube, they will go out and go to these pride parades and do street preaching, and it's not effective at all because they hate the way that they hate people. It doesn't bring people towards Jesus. It turns people away from Jesus. So many people, you know, in the church today say, oh, I'm being persecuted. I'm being persecuted. Maybe you're not being persecuted. Maybe you're just being a jerk. And that's the reality of it. That's what happens quite often, actually. We tend to be jerks. Jerks for Jesus. That's not right. That's not Jesus. That's the world. That's sinful. That's vitriolic. That's hateful. That's wrong. That's what not what Jesus has called us to. And yes, I will say this, so I don't, you know, confuse anyone. I'm not saying don't preach righteousness. Don't preach the truth. I'm not saying that at all. We need to preach the truth. We need to preach righteousness. But when we're doing it in a way that has no love at all, that's wrong. what I can see from, you know, the things that I've observed as my in my time as a conservative and conservative Christian movements is that conservatives are so focused on the truth but have no love. And as I've observed liberals are so focused on love but no truth. And we need both. We need both in our lives as a Christian. Preaching the truth in love. That's what Jesus has called us to do. That's what God has called us to do. That's the gospel. Preach the truth in love, not in a way that's hateful or vitriolic towards people for this, that, or the other. Preach the gospel, not condemning. Preach a gospel of love, and that we can be saved from condemning. So guys, that's my rant for the day as I'm just getting to my college. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it was inspirational to you. I hope it helps you. I hope it helps you grow in your relationship with Christ and draw nearer to Christ and helps you understand who God is just a little bit more. So thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. God bless you all and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope you enjoyed. You can also check us out at Stonewall's Perspective on Facebook and Instagram to keep up with the latest news. Stay anchored.